most of the people who got really lucky on meme coins aren't still millionaires, because repeated failure is what makes you that whole journey. Think of any movie. What makes a movie great, what makes a hero's journey great, is the struggle. Because if you don't have the struggle, you don't have a movie, and it's not fun. Well, guess what? This is your movie. If you don't have a montage of you getting beat down and a bunch of failure, well, your movie sucks. That failure is what makes it actually worthwhile. Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us.
If you couldn't fail, what would you do? This was a question I came across just last week. I was online doing some reading, and I came across the question, and we've all heard it before, right? If you couldn't fail, what would you do? And hey, listen, this could apply to all parts of life, but of course, this is a trading podcast. And so I really wanted to talk to that in regards to trading. If you couldn't fail, how would it affect your trading? Would it make you trade differently? And if so, how? So today, to explore this topic, Levi, what's going on, my friend? I heard that you're back home in your home turf. Does that mean we're going to have like awesome audio quality and great internet?
Well, yeah, much better internet. I'm working on the sound quality. I got it. If you hear a little bit echoey, we're trying to work on our audio quality around here. And I still haven't put up sound panels, so I'm getting kind of an echo in the room that I'm recording in, but we're getting there. We're working on it step by step. We're getting a little bit better at a time. Yeah. So, what would you do if you couldn't fail? Fear is a big part of trading, at least for me.
Probably the biggest. No, I think it's the biggest part for everyone.
Yeah, it's fear kind of rooted in pride, because you kind of don't want to be a failure. And so failing kind of hurts. And so you don't want to fail because it hurts. And the problem with the whole if you couldn't fail thing is that it kind of ignores that to get to be successful, you kind of have to go through a whole chain of failures, at least in real life.
That is very deep. That is deep. So, no, you're right. Well, you're right. Wow.
I mean, maybe it's not deep. Maybe it just sounds, but like to get to, and we've touched on this topic before with specifically with people we've talked to and mentored who couldn't fail. They just couldn't do it. They couldn't risk blowing their accounts. They couldn't, you know, they just couldn't afford to lose, and they just never made any progress. And so, I think a lot of people they want to get to succeed, but they can't fail to get there. And so the question, like, what would you do if you couldn't fail? I think all of us know, like, we've heard that question before. We all go, well, we would do, you know, I would make a business, and I would, you know, I would do that goal, that thing that I've always wanted to do. I'd become a musician that I've always wanted to do, and yada, 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 right? But I think, like, that's just talking about, like, failure of the ultimate objective, right? But to get to that ultimate objective, to either fail or pass that ultimate objective, takes a bunch of little failures and little successes in between. And so if I couldn't fail, I think a lot of us would trade differently. But at the same time, I think it's interesting to think about, hey, can you fail in the meantime, and can you be really, really comfortable with that?
I think you're right. So what you mean by, so I think maybe the question would be, what would you do if failure wouldn't hurt you, right? Like, ooh. Because
see, I like that one so much better. That's fantastic. I really like that, because if failure didn't hurt, if you, like, you know, you see this in movies where people aren't afraid of death.
Like, no one is, you know, John McClane, yeah, Die Hard.
Yeah. If you're like, yeah, if you're an action hero and you're not afraid of death, or you're somebody who can't die, like, so let's say Wolverine or something, right? The things you're able to do would be is stellar, right? Not because, you know, death isn't impossible, but because if you're not afraid of death, you can do so much more. You can unlock a potential that is far more than the normal person. So I really, really love that slight twist to the question. What would you do if you weren't afraid of failure? Well, if I wasn't afraid of failure, I genuinely think I would be unstoppable, because, you know, that fear of failure, that the thing that hurts you with your failure is what holds you back. It's what holds you back from everything, from trying harder, to working, to, you know, taking risks. I mean, that's what ends up killing you. So yeah, if you weren't afraid of failure, wow, that would change everything. And when you're talking about specifically about day trading, it would change everything.
Yeah, I think it attests to the question you had read that a reader had brought in about, you know, beginner's luck when we talked about that, right? Like we talked about, you're not going to get better until you find out at which point you fail. And it's like, you don't get stronger working out if you never push yourself to failure, you know, that we use that loosely within reason, but you know what I mean? Anyone who works out knows what I mean. You've got to push yourself to failure to make yourself stronger, to know where you are. And so really, instead of asking yourself, what would you do if you couldn't fail? It's a stupid question, right? Like that's what we're getting at. Like, it's stupid, because the thing is, you are going to fail. No one has been successful in their first business. I don't think ever. Like, I think most people are full of failures. Like, everyone who's become uber successful has failed before they became successful. And there might be some exceptions to that rule, but even, I mean, let's look at our Tesla earnings just this, you know, over the last couple of days, right? So like Musk, he's had failures, he's bombed stuff, he's had stuff just completely blow apart. But guess what? The man has absolutely zero fear of failure, right? That's like what sets him apart. He doesn't care what his earnings are. He has a vision, right? And so since he has that vision and he knows where he's going and he knows where his values are, whether you agree with them or not, that certainty in himself and in his vision and in what he's doing and in his teams is what has enabled him to essentially become the force that he is. Because let's be honest, you're going to fail. So I think the better question is, what would you do if failure didn't hurt you? And this is something that you can actually affect, because we all know in our hearts, listen, when you say like, what would you do if failure wasn't an option? We all know as humans, failure not only is an option, it's inevitable, right? We're all going to have failures. And especially in trading, you are going to have failures. You're going to have losses. The best traders in the world have horrible, horrible losses. You know, the best traders in the world still revenge trade occasionally. The best traders in the world make mistakes.
So this reminds me of a great, you mentioned there, so I had a couple points because you said some great things. First off, you said most people go through a lot of failures in their businesses. Nobody is successful right off the bat. And you might be right. But the thing is, even if you are successful right off the bat, that's actually not a good thing. It typically just means you won't actually really appreciate your success. So the people do get lucky. Like, yeah, people get lucky, right? Those people don't usually end up lasting. Take a look at, you know, the classic example is, you know, a lottery winner, right? Somebody, they didn't work for it. They didn't put in the risk. They didn't have a lot of failures and you know, they just end up with $100 million. Well, the fact is most of them lose it.
Within 10 years, most, within 10 years, 90% of them are bankrupt or something.
Yeah. I don't know the exact number, but it is incredibly high. Another good example, people who, you know, got lucky on meme coins, right? And, you know, these $1 million Dogecoiners, right? How many of them are still millionaires? Fact is, most of them aren't. Most of the people who got really lucky on meme coins aren't still millionaires, because the failure, repeated failure, is what makes you that whole journey, that whole hero's journey, right? Think of any movie, right? The whole point, what makes a movie great, what makes a hero's journey great, is the struggle. Because if you don't have the struggle, you don't have a movie, and it's not fun. Well, guess what? You're in your own movie. This is your movie. And if you don't have a montage, if you don't have a montage of you getting beat down and a bunch of failure, well, your movie sucks. So that failure is what makes it actually worthwhile. The second point you said, which I really like, you're talking about, you know, the question isn't what would you do if you couldn't fail? It's about what would you do if failure didn't hurt you? And this hits a great definition that I heard a little while back, forget who it's by, but talking about confidence and what true confidence is, a lot of people think confidence is just, you know, being optimistic and think, yeah, I got this in the bag. That's actually not really what confidence is.
I think
is.
They confuse confidence with cockiness, which they're not the same thing.
Yeah, what true confidence is knowing that whatever happens, everything will be okay. And I love that definition, because if you really believe that, hey, no matter what happens, failure, success, whatever, no matter what happens, everything is going to be okay. If you truly believe that, that changes how you behave. And like you said, hey, you know, in the real world, we don't know, we're going to face failure. So that whole question, what would you do if you couldn't fail? It doesn't really mean much. But what you can affect is how you actually treat failure and how you view it and how you it makes you feel. And that's something you can actually work on. And the people who are able to eventually come to embrace that failure, those are the superheroes that can do anything and that can push through any inconvenience. And when it comes to trading, that's something that will change you dramatically.
Yeah. And if you want to know how we personally kind of view the markets and overcome like our fears of the markets and our fear of failures, we've got a masterclass May 30th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The way to sign up is in the description. Feel free to sign up for that masterclass. It's going to be a great time. We're going to take you through how we look at the markets, how we trade from A to Z, and then also through our psychology. Like, we'll actually talk you through some live trading, how we talk to ourselves, how we do face the markets and overcome our fears. It's going to be a great masterclass. Again, May 30th, 7 p.m. Link is in the description. Looking forward to see you there.